Well, Te Pukai o Te Waiora, which is a tikanga focused and community led contact centre in Whakatane, is the focus of this conversation. Enid Pryor has joined us from Canada. And Enid is the chief executive of Tohu Oturo Ngāti Awa. And thank you for joining us, Enid, from afar to talk about Te Pukai o Te Waiora, kia ora. And thank you for sharing some time with us. Te Tuene Tēnā Koe, Enid.
Ai, morena, dao, tēnā koe.
Kia ora. Can I ask why you're in Canada before we start off, Enid? What takes you there?
Oh, of course you can. I'm here for the next 7 days investigating what private insurance may look like in the future as a way in which to cover a lack of public health services for the most vulnerable people. So, yeah, it's a study tour and it's very interesting.
Tēnā koe. Could you tell us about this mahi and a contact centre? Explain to our listeners who are probably a bit bewildered by what we're getting at and how this is going to work. But the stage is yours for a moment, Enid.
Sure. So Te Pukai o Te Waiora isn't just about being a contact centre. The contact centre is the first initial phase of three more stages to come. So it's the first part of taking from Oranga Tamariki, a key function of being the first port of call for reports of concern. So rather than reports of concern going through the National Call Centre of Oranga Tamariki, all reports of concern will go through the new Te Pukaia system, which is directly into the community, directly into the iwi. And that's a huge shift. From calls being taken by a National Call Centre and now being taken locally. So it's not just about answering the phone, it's about all of the types of initial assessments that will be made in order to add additional supports and programs around that first call, should they be required, of course.
Tēnā koe, and this is quite groundbreaking, isn't it? So it's not going through your national call centre, but more in a regional. So how did this come to be? Who's been the driver to say we could provide better service if it was regionalised rather than staying as a national call centre kaupapa? And I know call centres are just part of it, Enid, but how did this come to be?
Well, look, it's not something that just came to be this year or even in the past 10 years. This is something that has been in the pipeline since 1989 with John Rangihau and the report that he provided to government at that point. And his report identified how institutional racism and discrimination has the ability to put more tamariki into care than who should be in care. So it started a very long time ago with the aspirations of John, but also with the voices he collected across Aotearoa from experience who were talking about how the system itself was actually capturing and keeping and retaining young people within the system. And so we've had many reports since then. We've had Kahu Aroha recently with the ministerial report that was provided by Mr. Tukaki and his team. We've had the Waitangi Tribunal with their reports, the Ombudsman, the Children's Commissioner, all talking about the system as not being the right place for tamariki being taken into care. So in terms of the who, this is the culmination of many aspirations and many voices over a number of years.
Tēnā koe, Enid. I'm led to believe that it's online as of today. Is that still accurate?
The timeline in terms of the launch of Te Pukaia was actually prior to the launch date itself. So Te Pukaia and the call centre has been in plan now for approximately 2 years, and it was formerly part of the children's team. So Ngāti Awa looked at the children's team in a different way. We looked at it as being the future of devolution. And so devolution isn't a new concept. And it's certainly not new and restricted to areas like Oranga Tamariki. It's the concept of communities and iwi taking decision-making and control back to localised solutions, back to the haukainga, and back to the place of whakapapa, which is what this system is about. Putting back the whakapapa, the tikanga around tamariki, and wrapping our tamariki up in the ways in which we understand culturally to be far more productive for the future of tamariki pathways. So it is a little bit more, like you said earlier, than just a contact centre.
Tēnā koe. Will Te Pūkaia or Te Waiora be working with other health and whānau organisations in the Eastern Bay, Enid?
Oh, absolutely. This is actually about localities. So, for example, even if the initial call and support required is coming into Ngā Tiawa, if that young person has a whakapapa to whakatohia, for example, then that support should be coming from whakatohia, and that's where the localisation of the support becomes very, very important. But the key is that the community waharoa, which is Te Pūkaia, is actually the door that can actually not just take a report of concern, it can actually take a report of concern to the highest end, which is intervention with Oranga Tamariki or police intervention, but it can also take a call that once upon a time would have no further action because it was something that didn't reach statutory levels of requirement. So, for example, if a school made a report about hone, turning up to school without his lunch, without his uniform, well, rather than make a report of concern, it's better that that report actually be for support, to support the whānau to actually find uniforms, to find shoes and find lunches. So it's actually about the prevention that keeps these tamariki out of the Oranga Tamariki system. So if that's best placed to be in a Pōtiki, for example, then that support will come from a Pōtiki because the waharoa will transfer that young person and their whānau back to a Pōtiki to where it should be provided if that's where that young person is based.
Well, it's been great catching up with you, Enid. Interesting. We should be talking in Canada about issues just down the road. But I know that Ngāi Māori Kaupapa is at the fore of all that you do, Enid. And so thank you very much for sharing some kōrero about Te Pūkaia or Te Waiora. And I look forward to having a kōrero with you too on your return back to this most beautiful land that eagerly cries out for your return, Enid Pryor. Good on you, sis. Thanks very much.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, and thank you for joining us.